Margaret Butterfield's tenant. I was there from the start. When we received letters from the new landlords in January, to be out by Easter, I was so frightened. My neighbor suggested getting in touch with Nancy Taff from Waltham Forest Socialist Party. I phoned Nancy, and she invited us to a meeting of the Waltham Forest Housing Network, part of the local trade union council. About six or seven of us went along. That was the start. I never thought we had a chance of defeating landlords, but these campaigners were also positive. And it was the same throughout. I would go to meetings at the lamppost, often feeling uncertain. Then we would talk about what to do. It was great. We did loads of things. First, the media turned up. I thought ITV was good, the BBC was not very positive, but at least our story got out there. I think the first action was lobbying the auction at a posh hotel in Park Lane, where one of the flats, where a tenant was still living, was a number on the auction sheet. Our campaigners got thrown out. We did so much. I remember walking along our high street in a noisy demo. Also picketing a restaurant which was owned by the landlord. Even though we have new landlords, Dolphin, which have done some repairs, they also increase the rent every year, although keeping to the percentage promised. They have sold off more flats than we expected, nevertheless, we are still here. We know victories don't last forever. Although the Tenants Association is still there, I think we probably need to revitalize it. I have been with Socialist Party campaigners to Newham, to tell renters there about the Butterfields' experience. They were one housing tenants given notice of a huge rent hike, and they too eventually won. I've also been to Rochester, to talk with tenants facing eviction. And of course, I have been to the Socialist Party's annual socialism event, See Front Page, ever since, and to many Socialist Party social occasions, where we've enjoyed the talk, and the dancing. Yes, 2016 was a year to remember.